Gary is headed home from the hospital right now, so that's good news. Last night, obviously, went to the hospital and I experienced, what they've diagnosed as a complex migraine. So I'm not a doctor, so that's about as far as I'm going to go into that. But they did find that they thought the prognosis for him was very, very good, and think that he's going to spend this week. He's going to have this week off. He's going to be back on Monday, but he's going to take this week and take care of some of those issues and find out if there's some different triggers or whatnot. But when it comes down to Gary's health, everybody's excited about the fact of what the prognosis is. I will take questions from here on. I'm not going to comment any more on Gary's health. I'll let him do that when he gets back. We're just excited that Gary's okay and the prognosis looks great. So,
interim coach this week?
The interim coach is going to be Joe DeCamillis. I looked at it. Gary and I talked about it. The least disruptive situation, and that would be was Joe with Rico. Rick Dennison handled the offense. Wade handled the defense, and Joe handled the special teams. But also Joe has worked very closely with Gary in game management situations as well as Mitch Tanny, and so we thought that was the best and the easiest way to handle that situation, and Joe's got a tremendous amount of experience too. So, and obviously the coordinators will also be involved with that too. But Joe will, we think, do a tremendous job this week.
John, Wade, of course, and even Eric have had coaching experience. Is this simply a case of you want Rico and you want Wade to concentrate on their departments, and Joe has a little less to do than they do?
Well, and I don't want to say he's got a little less to do, but obviously with Gary or Joe's been involved with Gary and Mitch in the game management side of it, so that was the biggest part of that was the game management. With Rico taking over the play calling on the offensive side full time now, as well as Wade's had that on the defensive side, so not to be able to take away from that. Thought that, and plus with Joe's work game management wise with Mitch Tanny and Gary already, that process would be seamless, and so to be able to do that. Plus, he'll be in contact with the coordinators also. So I think that's the most seamless way to do it. Most, as I said, least disruptive.
John, I know this is a medical related question. You may not have the answer. Is this in any way related to what happened in 2013?
Well, I'm not a doctor, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave that up to Gary when he gets back. All I will say is that we're excited about Gary's future, and so think that what we heard last night is very good. But I'm going to let Gary talk about that when he comes back. It's not for me to talk about Gary's health, other than tell you that he's going to change.
Play calling going to be collaborative.
On the
play calling on the offense.
Well, Rico's going to start with it. I'm sure that they all work together anyway, so it's always collaborative anyway. And so I'm sure it'll stay that way, with all the offensive coaches having input in that. So, but Rick will be the lead play caller on the offensive side right now. And he's done a lot of it anyway. I mean, it's been collaborative up to this point, so that should be very seamless too.
Will Gary in any way be involved in phone conversations with the guys?
We're in the process now of figuring out what the doctors. We're really kind of leaving that up to the doctors. And so the process for Gary is to worry about Gary this week. And so he's got some different appointments set up that, we want to make sure that Gary takes care of himself. So we will be in touch with the doctors to make sure and find out exactly what extent he wants contact, with Gary. So we'll take that day to day as he goes through the week.
Were you at the hospital, and when you're able to be with Gary, was it reassuring that at least being around him, it looks like going forward, he'll be okay?
We were there last night, and obviously there's a concern. And so, and like I said, and I'll let Gary talk about this when he gets back. But when we left the hospital last night, we were very encouraged with everything that happened. So, obviously, anytime you have an episode like Gary had in 13, what happened last night's a big concern. But we left the hospital, and his family was, very relieved with what the what they heard and what went on. So we feel very good about it.
He's been prone to migraines, John?
What's that?
Has he been prone to migraines that you know of?
Not that I know of. Again, I'll let Gary talk to you about that. But a lot of times it's tough to figure out if you're having one, you know. So, but I will leave that up to Gary, and he can talk to you about that when he gets back.
John, is part of the reason for Joe D is because he's paid his dues and kind of deserves a shot here?
Well, I mean, sure, he's paid his dues. There's no question. But, you know, everybody on the staff could have taken it. I mean, that's how good we feel about our staff. But I think that when you look at what everybody's game day responsibilities are, what was the best thing for the football team at this point in time? And plus, the whole staff worked so well together offensively and defensively, really felt it was going to be a seamless transition with Joe stepping in. Plus, I didn't want to take, you know, with Rico on the offensive side and Wade on the defensive side, the last thing, I didn't want to have anything to, you know, load their books up any more than they're already loaded up. And so, you know, after yesterday, we've got some things we've got to get turned around and get ready to play on Thursday.
John, how was Gary's spirits?
He was good. He was very tired, but he got a great night's sleep last night and probably as good a night's sleep he's had in a long time. So talked to him. We were there late last night and then talked to him this morning, and then he's headed home now. So things are good.
Did he think he could have coach this week?
We didn't give him a chance. He didn't get it. That question was not asked. So, you know, the doctor said, hey, listen, this is Gary's week. And so, he's going to take the week. You know, it's a short turnaround with the Thursday night game. We're fortunate in the fact that we got a Monday night following it up, so it gives us a little bit more time and even Gary some more time too. So, Gary's going to concentrate on Gary this week, and everybody else will concentrate on figuring out, get a win down at San Diego.
For a few more for Jones, if it wasn't a short week, would it maybe be a little different?
Well, no, because the doctor said a week. So, you know, they were firm. And so we didn't set that time. The doctors, we asked the doctors and said, you know, you need to put Gary first. And so what does Gary need? And that's what they said. It's a week that he needs right now. And so we'll look at it again. Next Monday.
Will he continue to be tested and evaluated this week, or is it just rest?
No, he'll be continue to go through some different tests and different things that they're going to look at. There's some different triggers or whatnot as far as migraines, and so they'll look at all those different things and so figure out if they can figure out what's causing it.
John, on a personal note, how much did this news frighten you as his friend and knowing the history?
Well, number one, I was more concerned as a friend just because of – because I talked to him before the game and he wasn't feeling well. And then when I asked Greek before I left the stadium how he was doing, and I said he was doing pretty well. And then he got very lethargic and tired from that point on. And so that's where our medical staff did a tremendous job. Greek and home medical staff did a tremendous job, took every precaution possible and decided to, take him to the hospital right from there and get him looked at. And so, Greek and the whole staff, our medical staff, Garrity and Chad Presmack did a tremendous job. So, I will say this, it was scary going in, but very excited coming out as far as the prognosis of Gary and his health as well as his coaching career.
Last question, James, and then we'll do you.
You mentioned, John, obviously you guys have a great relationship as a friend. You're also his boss. This is the second time that Gary's left the stadium in an ambulance. What is your thought in terms of his future or what this job is doing to him physically?
Well, we'll find that out this week. But I think that, as I said, the information that we received last night of the different things that have happened, we felt very good about the fact that, he was going to continue to be able to do what he does. And so... that's the best thing. I think that when you go through these things, sometimes, these situations, they're bad but really good things come out of it. And I think that's one thing that, the timing, even though it's a short week, it's almost better that it's a short week, because we can get turned around if, what happened. That's not, that was not us yesterday. And so we can get turned around and Gary can, take this week to work on himself and then get back to normal on Monday.
John, it was obviously a different staff, different team, but did Jack Del Rio stepping in as interim head coach make this decision easier to go with Joe D, where you saw him handle the defense and coaching responsibilities?
Well, I mean, I think having been through it, it helped. But I think that when I looked at the staff, we're very fortunate we got such a great staff, and so they work so well together. And so, as I said, it could have been anybody. But I think with the makeup and the way things that work now, and with Joe working with Coob as far as game management and Mitch Tanney there, they work great as a team. And so with Wade staying concentrated on the defense and Rick on the offense, I think that it'll be a seamless transition. And the players feel great with it too.
Thank you, John.
All right. Good.